Hey, everybody, just a reminder, check out the new Morning Buzz website. All kinds of new features there for you, including the new Buzz Plus, where you're going to be able to find all kinds of additional Buzz content, everything from posts and ideas and videos and more. Check out and sign up for the Buzz Plus right now at morningbuzz.com. This is how I want a rock concert to begin. You know, then the drums. I want you to think back.
I'm thinking.
Okay, to every concert that you've ever been. Which is difficult because we've all seen a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Which show to you had the coolest beginning
you'd
ever seen?
Oh.
Like right out of the gate.
Metallica, 99% of the time, I know Iron Maiden blew me away on the Somewhere in Time tour.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
ZZ Top, the giant, I've said it before, the giant stage was a giant pile of cocaine.
Yep.
And they had the Sphinx, this big statue of the Sphinx behind it. And the music started, and then all of the coke went up the Sphinx's nose.
How cool
and there
was that?
The band was underneath this sheet of white. That was a pretty cool. Baller friggin' start.
Yep.
To the show. I'm trying to think of one that was I took Kate to see the Backstreet Boys, and they came flying in on surfboards from the back of the arena or something crazy.
Okay.
Like that. That was unusual.
I think when I saw NSYNC, they were the puppets. So that
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit came out of a toilet.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks shot up from under the stage. The rest of the stage was on fire.
I saw that show.
And he launched up in the air like an acrobat. That was unexpected for a country show, you know, but that's what he did. Kelly, of all the shows that you've ever seen, was there one that had a start that you just were like, holy, you know, like that?
I don't know if Coldplay came out of the different area in the TD Garden, a hidden spot.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Up with the fans.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, the Rolling Stones didn't begin it, but halfway through, I think it was Bridges to Babylon, they put the stage right in the middle of the football field. And those fans were not expecting it.
Yeah, I've seen Aerosmith walk out into the middle of the audience. I've seen him do that. Craziest thing I ever saw at a show was Peter Gabriel laying down on the audience and being tossed hand over hand. Yeah, they were doing Lay Your Hands on Me, and they took Peter Gabriel and moved him all the way to the back of the centrum, all the way to the back, and then he pointed at the stage, and then they all the way back onto the stage. And I sat there, I'm going, somebody could stab this guy.
Yep.
Like, I can't believe that he did that. And it was phenomenal. He was transfixed. You couldn't look away, you know, but it was... Peter Gabriel's one of the best shows I've ever seen. Artistically and musically, it was just unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
What?
But
what happened?
With Peter Gabriel?
Did he just couldn't perform up to
his...
it just seemed like...
He had that one album
on
and he stopped.
It was mid-80s. It's been a while, man.
Yeah.
Then it was...
He had other albums out. The Digging in the Dirt was the next album after that. But he was not somebody that was chasing commercial success. He was exactly the opposite. The fact that that album was a commercial success was wildly out of character for him. He was the one that left Genesis because they were parting ways. He wanted to do more esoteric kind of artsy kind of stuff.
But he was still buddies with him. Didn't he go to
last
show?
Yeah.
He attended the last show.
Yep, absolutely.
One thing I didn't like about his concert was they were all dressed in the same outfit, robes and stuff.
Yeah,
it was a little culty.
Yeah, yeah. You saw them
visually.
You didn't see him on the So tour.
No.
They weren't like that.
No.
But yeah, it was unbelievable. But yeah, he didn't care about that. It happened. The So album and Sledgehammer happened in spite of him. That sounds weird, but man, that's a great record. There's another perfect album we were talking about today. Talk about albums that are perfect, start to finish, and there's only like a handful of them. You know, that you could talk about. We did talk about that. But we have the Buzz 24/7 coming up here in just a minute. We just started with that.
I forget that we're going to take a break.
But we got to take a break.
Well, we should get credit for that.
Yeah, we're going to get credit for that. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back at you. We will have the Buzz 24/7. That is going to be coming up right after this. Stay with us.
Is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
So if everything works out correctly, this will be the first day on the, if you go to the Morning Buzz website and you go to the Buzz Plus section and you've signed up. Hi. We're going to have commercial-free versions of the 24/7 and the show will be available.
Did you see me the whole first, because I see my camera?
Yeah, I could see you. You can move it a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, because it doesn't look like it's on me.
You can move
me.
It a little bit. Yeah, it's on. There you go. Okay. Yeah, it's good. That's good. Okay. That's good. You look great.
I forgot the first break. Oh, and I'm wearing my same coat I wear every day because it's so cold in here. Oh, well.
Are you fine?
I'm the biggest Fisher Cat supporter there is because I'm wearing it every single day.
Well, you get a good fleece, man. A good fleece is worth its weight in gold. You know, that's the way it is. You're going to be seeing this hat a lot until I tire of it. You know what I mean? It's a cool hat.
You love it.
I don't.
Except, I just, the backwards way. You think it looks French. I can't get Truman Show out of my head because that's how Ed Harris wears his hat the entire time.
It's extremely comfortable both ways. And I like it this way because there's no brim there. And I don't really worry too much about if it feels really good. I don't really worry
about how it looks.
You know what I mean? I don't care. So
I still rock cargo shorts.
Dude, I gave up
whatevs.
I gave up shit so long ago, man. I can't even fathom it. I don't even know where I'm at, you know, half the time, you know. We were talking the other day. We were talking my dad came over for dinner last night, and the conversation was about my dad can remember everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like from his childhood, he remembers everything.
Oh, he does. Like he really moved a lot. So he told me like every street that he lived in Manchester, and a tree that he planted.
Yeah.
When he was a boy, and I actually I found the tree.
Yeah.
And he's right. He's like, it must be big now because I'm old. And sure, it's a really big tree that he planted.
Yeah, he remembers everything. And so he's talking and, he's telling a story. And he goes, I remember when I was 3. And he starts to talk about a story. And I said, all right, Dad, I got to hold on. I don't think you do. I don't think you do. And he goes, no, I really do. Now, I believe him, but I'm looking at it through my eyes of the fact that when do you start remembering things?
See, my
like
kids,
two, come on.
My kids and I talk about it all the time. Parker remembers a situation when he was 3. Dylan doesn't remember anything until he was like 4. Like, and it's not like you remember everything that happened when you're 3, but Parker asked me about something. He's like, I remember this. And I'm like, well, you were 3. Then he's like, but that's the only thing I remember. So I think there's little glimpses. I think I remember
agree.
4 or 5.
3 and 4 is what they say. Because we looked it up. Because we were having this conversation. When do you start to remember stuff? Go as far back as you possibly can into your childhood and tell me what you remember. Not what you remember, because this is my point. And we did look it up, and they said you can start remembering memories when you were 3 or 4, somewhere in there.
Okay.
I still think that's a bit early. I don't know as though I can because, for instance, there's a picture of I'm sitting on a plastic choo-choo train, and my grandmother is trying to pull it away from me, and I'm crying my eyes out. Now, in my head, I think I remember that happening. But I think I actually only remember it because I've seen the photo.
See, I don't know.
And I think that we ingrain things. Yeah. Like in my mind, I was born in 1961. 1963, John F. Kennedy was shot, right?
Yep.
And then consequently, Jack Ruby, the assassin, or the, not the assassin, Jack Ruby shot Oswald.
Yes.
I think I might remember sitting on the floor and seeing that on TV.
Yeah, but how do you know it wasn't something you've
exactly.
seen? See, that's where I don't know.
Well,
that's I'm not going to try to do that.
But don't. See, I think I remember pets. I remember petting pets and being sad because one of our dogs and neighbors was feeding our dog. And this was probably when I was 4.
Yeah.
3 or 4. And they ended up getting the dog.
Yeah, I remember that.
Kind of stole our dog.
Yeah.
But I remember that dog. I remember petting him and stuff.
So how old were you when that happened?
3 or 4.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's, my dad has a...
So it's not a TV memory, you know?
I've never seen anybody with a memory like my dad. Who remembers?
And that's the thing. Things that, like, Parker tells me that he remembers at three, there's no... Yeah, it's not like something happened in the news. Right. Like, this is something that he asked me about. Did this ever happen? Because this is what I remember.
So some people can do it. Yeah. Some people can do it. I can't.
Try to look back at memories that had nothing to do with...
TV.
Right.
TV.
All right. For instance, I remember when I was a kid and my dad was in the National Guard, he was a supply sergeant. And I remember cleaning his rifle with him at the table in the kitchen. Just the parts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Putting the, you know, the whatever it is, you got to do whatever. I haven't done it in a long time. But I remember that. And yes, there is a picture of it, but I actually remember being taught about the rifle and safety and cleaning the rifle in the kitchen. I remember that. But I think I was four.
Okay.
I think I was four. Okay. So that's like, I believe that's an actual memory and not just something that I've seen
in a picture. Another question. That to me is like, I'm trying to look back and I think a good deal of my memories like come up from a picture.
Yeah.
Like I remember for Christmas getting a train and me and my dad putting it together at the kitchen table.
Right.
But when I go over to mom and dad's, that photo is very prominent.
Yeah.
See, I have memories like, so when I was real young, before I turned eight, we lived on the bottom floor and my great-grandparent Meme and Pepe lived above us.
Mm-hmm.
So every night we'd go up there and I remember Pepe would, it was the ride, we'd sit on his leg and he'd lift his leg and that was like our horse ride. And we would comb his, now Pepe had a comb over, but he probably only had six strands of hair, but I would
still comb that over,
I would comb it at night after he did the ride. And then we'd watch for the street lights to turn on when the sun was setting, the street lights would turn on automatically. And that's, was my cue to go home downstairs. I remember that, like,
when my dad might have mentioned last night, he said something about when I was two, and I said I gotta call Fowler there. I just don't think anybody, and my dad's not lying. I mean, maybe he did. I don't know, but I don't believe that someone can remember something from when they were 2 years old. Now, maybe you can and do. I'd love to hear from you.
I don't know if I know any two-year-olds.
If you remember something from when you were two, I might be highly doubtful, but I'm not saying it can't happen.
Yeah, I got to ask my dad on some things. Like, I remember I was on his shoulders in Boston, and he was walking and didn't realize that there was, like, I banged my head.
No. On a street sign?
Not a street. I think it was, like, the bridge or whatever in the North End. Like, that.
The overpass?
The subway. The subway, like... walk area, and I slammed my head on it. I remember that, but I don't know how old I was. I just remember I was on his shoulders.
Right.
And I also.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. So that I would have to ask dad how old I was when that happened, because I remember the situation. And then I remember another time he had a friend, and I believed it forever.
Yeah.
He had a friend that lived in an apartment building in like the fourth floor, and he had told me I had fallen asleep and that he dropped me out of the window and he ran so fast he caught me. And I believed
Jesus Christ,
it.
What the hell's going on over there?
And I believed it forever that my dad was so talented that he could drop me from the window.
You bought it.
I bought it. I mean, I don't know how. Again, I don't know how, but I remember the situation. So
I just waved Kayla in. She was walking down the hallway because she's got other stuff she's got to do. And we were talking about, my dad was over last night. He's talking about memories. He's like, I remember when I was three. And then he said, I remember when I was two. I'm like, hold on. I got to call time out. I don't believe any adult. I don't believe any adult can... remember something from when they were two. Now, maybe I'm wrong, right? It could happen. I mean, the mind is an incredible thing.
Sure.
But I'm asking, what is your earliest memory? Like, how long do you think, do you remember something from when you were three? And my only caveat is this. If you do, could it be from looking at a photograph of it?
And then incorporating that into
what you were told was a memory?
So I would go to one of my first birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
That probably had me at four.
Mm-hmm. Three and four is when people start to remember things. Yeah, I believe
probably around four.
Yeah.
But I do know there are photos of me and my grandmother from that party that I've seen a lot. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, probably, I was probably three-ish, four-ish.
Yeah,
That's what I always think sometimes. It sparks from a photo.
Yeah. I just don't think...
It pulls it back in. It's not like you don't already have it there. It's just not something that's at the front of your brain.
Right, maybe. Right. But I see, like, I'll see pictures and all of a sudden I incorporate, I remember that. I don't. I imagine what it was like looking at a photo based on my grandmother who wouldn't get off my friggin' choo-choo train. I mean,
get off the choo-choo train, bro.
See, I don't have pictures of the stuff I remember.
I would not call your grandmother. I would never say that.
It's my nana, and she's smiling, she's laughing, her face is all red because everybody in the room is laughing, and I'm the little kid on the ground pulling at my train, crying. You know what I mean? So I make up. I don't remember it. I don't. I only figure I do because of the photo.
Sometimes I can't remember. There was something recently that I said to my mom. Remember this time and. My mom is very, very good with that sort of thing. And she was like, I'm not sure that's exactly how that played out.
Yeah.
But then I hit her with one. She's like, that's exactly what happened. Like, so I'm kind of there.
My dad, and you get into long conversations. Yeah, I know you got stuff you got to do. Go ahead. It's okay. My dad is, I'm pretty sure he's a genius. Like, I'm not even kidding when I say the guy knows a lot about a lot. Mm-hmm. Not modern technology, mind you, the phone and all that kind of stuff. You know, computers nowadays, throw them for a loop. Holy crap, you know. And he was a computer. He worked on computers forever. You know, the dot matrix type stuff. But he has a knowledge that is so deep, and you don't really realize it until you get older and you start having conversations with them, and they're telling you about stuff you had no clue about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, you know, the reason that is because, well, the Earth's hemisphere is blah, blah. And I'm going, where did this come from? You know, but you start to, I learned that about my grandparents too, as I got older, you know, I started hearing stories from my grandmother, like, you know, and grandfather about things that they did in their lives I had no clue about. So, you know, if you're lucky enough to have grandparents, you know, still around, your mom and dad, talk to them and listen to some of the things that they say, because you'll learn about them as human beings in a way that you never learned as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, because they weren't telling me stories about, you know, what it was like to go to Martin Luther King's funeral like my grandparents did. I'm like, you what? We got an invite. Are you kidding me? You know?
A couple of years before my dad passed, that he told me when he went to Florida when he was out of college that he just slept on the beach for like a month.
What is that?
Did he touch any butts?
He was probably a little more advanced than us.
I was going to say, I think your dad maybe had a little more game than...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, his dad. Good-looking guy.
Does. Oh, everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
Living on the beach.
100%. My dad's like, I sang in the choir. I'm like, what, a grade school? He goes, no, at Plymouth. I'm like, what? You sang in a college choir? You're kidding me. I mean, right? You know my dad.
Yeah.
Like, my dad doesn't know the words to Yesterday. All he does is go... And yet he's telling me this stuff, and I'm going, so one day I sat down with my dad, and I said, because he's always like, well, I used to reset bowling pins. Well, I worked at a movie theater. Well, I ran a train. I'm like, whoa, time out. What do you mean you ran a train? Well, there was an outdoor movie theater, and I would give the kids rides on a little choo-choo train around the I'm like, what the fuck?
That's awesome. Like,
and we counted just the number of jobs that my dad could remember. How many jobs did my dad have? Take a guess.
30.
I'm going to say 16.
I'm going to say 20.
Yeah, 42.
Oof.
Because back then, you had more than one job
at
one time. Worked in a bakery. His family owned a bakery. All this stuff. And I'm like, you have these conversations and I'm learning about, I'm 63 years old. I'm still learning about my dad. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know about this memory of 2 years old stuff. Come on.
I'm very skeptical.
I'd buy it three or four.
But his mind is so exceptional. I think maybe he's probably correct, you know? But I'd be interested in, if you're listening to this, email me and tell me, how old were you? What's your first memory that you know for a fact is something you remember clearly and not because of a photo? I'm interested in this. And this is something maybe we'll bring up on the air because...
It's interesting.
Yeah. I just don't know. I just don't know. It could be. It's an amazing thing. So, anyway, that was my conversation last night at the dinner table.
You're an amazing thing.
You're an amazing thing at the dinner table.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not. Mm. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Not like that.
No, you are.
I'm gonna forget more than I could ever remember. I've already done it. You know.
You're amazing.
You remember weird stuff. You get those memories in there.
Remember when I said that I was gonna take the little dart gun with the rubber dart there that. Suction cup.
Weren't you going to shoot somebody in the titty?
I was across the street from...
Shoot her right in the titty.
my yard. I was a kid, and I didn't know that that's something you shouldn't say. And I pointed it at Denise Morissette, who was a neighbor, very, very nice girl. And she was my age.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to shoot you in the titty.
No. I just said, I'm going to shoot you in the titty. You know, and my mom was watering the lawn across the street. And she just quickly, I looked over, and she just turned the hose off. Turn it off. She said, hey, Greg, could you come on over for a second? And she went in the house. And I went in the house. Oh, and she, in the kitchen, she said, sit right there. I got a surprise for you. Open your mouth. I said, oh, okay, man. Bam! Bar of soap right there.
The old ivory.
And rubbed it on the tongue. Yeah, that's how you learn lessons,
that's
kids.
That's titty talk.
That's yeah, you don't say that. Don't go to shoot the neighbor girl in the say that. Yeah. I didn't even pull the trigger. I just said it.
You just warned her.
Gave her a warning, Connie.
You know, Connie, get those titties.
I didn't use
one way or another.
I just said the shortened TIT. I didn't say the
one way or another.
Yeah, right. So anyway,
that's why he's a titty guy.
Yeah. Well, you live and you learn. But anyway, yeah, that's I'd be interested to hear what's your earliest memories, because I just fascinating thing when people can remember when they're two. I don't even know if it's possible, but I'll do more research on that. So anyway, huge thank you to everybody, again, that went to the Buzz Halloween party.
That was fun.
I saw some things.
Three testicles.
Yep.
Yeah. Born that way, I guess, right?
I guess so.
Did he really have three nuts?
Yes.
You didn't know? Like, that was a joke all night.
I know it was a joke.
But
I didn't know that. So it's called polyorchid, by the way. That is the actual name.
I didn't ask him what the situation was.
Well, polyorchid is when you have three testicles.
Oh,
yes. Okay. It's all, they call it the ET.
I didn't say that. I just said it's a real thing. And there was a gentleman who had a thong on and body painted himself. And you'll see it in the videos if you go watch the video on the Buzz Facebook page. Are you telling me really he has three testicles still? Is that a joke or is that serious? No, okay, you're fucking with me. Okay, all right.
He texted me this morning.
Anything's possible. You don't know. I don't know.
It took 10 hours for them to do the costume for him.
I don't have that kind of commitment.
Look at the three people painting him earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like there's a girl with a paintbrush on the floor painting.
I had to get right down.
Yeah.
You got to fill every single nook and cranny of the freaking Thomas's English Muffin. That's what you got to do.
There was a lot of nooks.
Yeah.
There was a lot of crannies.
But it was a little, there were some people that were freaked out by it. There was definitely people
freaked out. Other people, I'm like, it does take three balls to do that. And like, legit,
You can see it if you go to the Morning Buzz Facebook page and on my page at morningbuzz.com.
Greg zoomed right in.
No, I did not.
Last picture of the night. If you go to my page, you can. I didn't take any pictures with my camera because I couldn't have my phone. So there's only one picture that somebody sent me from the Halloween party, and it is the pumpkin straddling me and all the green that he put on me.
I just don't know if I want to see that. I don't even know if
you
I
know
want
what?
To see that.
Going right now.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I think I want to see that.
I showed it to my kids. They're like, Mom.
I
don't want
to
see
it. I sent it to mine, too. I'm like, I don't know how your Halloween party was, but this is what we had at ours.
So a couple of things that I saw. I saw a woman doing a very seductive dance at the bar. She was very, very attractive, had a curvy body.
Man behind her.
Yeah, well, that's a different woman.
Oh.
Now, there's another woman up against the bar with the guy behind her, and they were kind of doing a grind
thing. They were having
fun. You know, nothing X-rated, but it catches your attention. You know, meanwhile, I got the Phillies Karen woman running all over me, you know, trying to say, this is my ball, it's my ball. I said, I get you're in character. You know, okay, that was cool. And what else was there? There was there was some Viking women there. There were some Viking women there that were very strong, and I probably wanted to be dominated by one of them or something like that. That was going on.
Or all of them.
I thought Ozzy
looked great too.
I did not see Ozzy
last year. They were either Emo and what's it?
Oh yeah, okay, Doug, I remember that guy. Yeah.
He was Ozzy this year.
Yeah, there was somebody that went as Roadkill. She looked great. It was a guy who came as me. Yeah, and a guy had a tripod, had this kind of hat on, and he had a Nikon. And a vest like I have. Like, he spent some money, dude. And there was a girl who looked like Laura. And she
was his wife.
Oh, nice. Yep. All right. Yep. So that was pretty cool.
So in a different world, that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't happen. You don't know, man. You don't know. In an alternate universe, the upside down world, whatever it is, it's a stranger thing. I don't know. But anyway. So Let us know. I want to know what your earliest memory was. Okay? I know it's weird, a weird thing to ask, but I'm fascinated by it.
Losing my dog and the divorce.
What do you got going on?
My parents got divorced. That was a very sad memory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they became great friends.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'm going to turn the music down because now I don't want to end. I want to find out a little bit. How did they tell you?
I just remember being in bed, them telling me. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all I remember.
Yep.
But they became great friends. So,
yeah.
Hey.
They got along great the whole rest of the time, which is the way you should be. You should put your kids first, right?
Absolutely.
Man. All right. Well, anyway. Scotty, what do you got going on today?
Today is a date night later on with Sadie. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go home, get a walk in. I don't think I'm going to attack the lawn yet. I got this weekend.
I did it over the weekend. Today is Stuffed Pumpkin Day at the house, which is big. That's always a tradition. The Stuffed Pumpkin, which has a meat stuffing of pork, ground hamburger, potato, and spices inside.
All spice in there and stuff.
Yeah. You want me to bring you some? Because you like it, right?
I like it.
Okay. All right. I might bring you some. No. Do you want some? Or anybody want any?
I know they
need. Okay.
I'll definitely take some.
But I got the recipe on my page if you want to see that. Laura, what do you got going on today? How many drop-offs? How many pickups?
Today, Parker's not working tonight. I have scouts tonight. I got door dashing before scouts, and that's it.
And it's Market Basket.
Very good,
Greg.
Right,
nice job. Have fun, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Greg, what are you up to?
I just said Stuffed Pumpkin. Remember that?
And then what?
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
Nope.
I'm just going to eat that pumpkin.
I got some photo work to do. Calendars come out this week, so I got a lot of stuff I got to do. And yeah, that's it. So time to go. All right?
Boom.
Thank you very much for checking out the Buzz 24/7. And we will see you tomorrow. Hey, folks, you want to keep up to date with what's happening on The Morning Buzz and maybe get a peek behind the scenes? Check out The Morning Buzz Facebook and Instagram page. You get what's coming up, some videos, and lots more. Follow us at Morning Buzz NH. That's Morning Buzz NH. Roadkill loves to be followed.